things that would make it unlikely that they would repent. As we noted last time, not necessarily impossible. And as the Rambam notes at the end of the chapter, anyone who sincerely repents, so their repentance will be accepted. But they do certain things, and there are a number of categories we've seen thus far that make tshuva unlikely. And we're up to Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet, or for those of you who have the other sheets, it's going to be the one that begins Umehem Chamisha Dvarim. Let's see what page that's on. It's also Dalet Dalet. Okay, so Dalet Dalet. Page 4. Umehem Chamisha Dvarim Ha'oso Sam Ein Cheskaso Lashuv Mehem. There are five things that if somebody does them, most likely they won't repent. Meaning to say that naturally they will tend to cling to their behavior, and that's because they don't see anything wrong with what they're doing. The first step in change is recognition that something is wrong. Change, as we all know, is very difficult. And even when one does recognize that there's something that needs to be changed, it's still very likely they won't succeed in changing. Certainly, if they don't recognize that. And the Rambam writes that here it's likely that a person won't recognize it. Lefi shehem dvarim kalim be'enei rov ha'adam. Meaning to say, in the eyes of most people, these are very unimportant things. They're not big deals. Big deal. It's not a big deal. And therefore, they're not likely to repent. Now, the implication is that, in fact, in reality, they might be big deals. But b'enei b'nei adam, in the eyes of most people, they're not a big deal. So he's going to sin, but he's not going to think he's doing anything wrong. Ve'eluhein. Number one. Ha'ochal misuda she'ena maspekes lebe'alaha. We actually mentioned this last week tangentially. Someone who eats from a meal that is insufficient for its owners, meaning to say they're a guest at somebody's house, but the hosts don't really have enough food for themselves. She'zeh avak gezel. This is avak gezel. The term avak means that it's not full-fledged theft. It's not full-fledged theft because you're not taking anything forcefully. But it's similar to stealing because the owners don't really want to give it to you. Not even because they're stingy, but because they don't have enough themselves. And the truth is that I think an extension of this is anytime we ask someone for a favor or a hint that we want them to do us a favor that they don't really want to do. Now, that's not stealing, and it's not even avak gezel, so it's not as bad as this case, but I think this happens all the time, and that is that we ask for things or we put ourselves into a situation where we're hoping somebody will do us a favor or give us something or the like that they don't really want to give us. And one should be careful about that. And the Rambam continues that v'hu midamesh alochata, this person who accepts this invitation to the people that don't have enough to feed themselves will say to himself, I haven't sinned, v'yomar klumachalti alavir shuso, I ate only that which was given to me with permission. So it's not really stealing. Number two, v'amishtamish be'avuto shel ani, someone who uses the collateral of a poor person. What this means is that the poor person has borrowed money from you. If you'd like a, I don't know, this help you, pick a chair.
Yeah.
Oh, they have. It's okay. So you borrow money, you lend money to a poor person. The poor person gives you something as collateral, but you're not allowed to use it. And obviously, the laws depend to some degree on the arrangement that's been made between the borrower and the lender. In fact, the Torah has a number of halachos, mitzvos, that relate to the collateral of a poor person. For example, the Torah says that the collateral has to be returned to them so that they could use it when they need it. So if you borrow the bedding or the mattress or the pajamas of a poor person and you take, you don't borrow them. You lend them money and you take their bedding or their pajamas or the like as collateral. So you have to make sure that you return that to them each night so they'll have upon what to sleep. And likewise, if you borrow their tools, you have to return that to them each morning so they'll be able to use them. What's the point of collateral? It's a good question. The answer is it still puts pressure on them, hopefully, to pay back the loan. But you're right. When it comes to lending money to a poor person, the better thing is not to take collateral at all. Now, a person might still want to take collateral because they want it to be a loan. They don't want it to be a gift. Nevertheless, they have to be very careful as to how they treat that collateral. Shavut shel ani eino ela kigon kardom umacharesha v'yomer b'libo einem chaserim v'hare lo gazalti oto. So here too, a person is more hetter. He's going to say that I haven't done anything wrong. After all, I'm just using their collateral that was for the loan that I generously gave. But this too is a problem. So far, one and two are both things that not only are they things that people could easily justify to themselves, but they relate to taking advantage of the poor, the weak, or the like. Number three, famistakel ba'arayos, looking at arayos, meaning to say, looking at things that will lead a person to thinking about arayos. So, ma'alel dato, she'en b'kachlom, a person who does this thinks, I haven't done anything wrong. Shu omer, v'chiva'alti o karavti etzla, did I sleep with her? Did I touch her? V'hu eno yodea shiri'as ha'enayim avon gadol. He doesn't recognize or doesn't admit, doesn't acknowledge that even looking is a grave sin. Shigo remes l'gufan shal arayos. It could lead to the violation of arayos. Shenemar v'lo sosur achre levavchem v'achare eneichem. You shall not stray after your heart and after your eyes. Chazal tell us that this refers to looking at arayos and looking at minus. So it's worth adding the second point here, which is, what does it mean? These are things that can cause a person to stray, but it's very easy for them to justify, because they'll say, I'm not doing a particular avera. So one is looking at things, or reading things, or thinking about things that could cause problems. The second, in a realm of arayos, but also in the realm of heresy. Meaning to say, reading things that can cause a person to have doubts or lose their faith or emunah. And even if it doesn't make a person an outright heretic, the Rambam explains in Hilchos Avodah